And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Planet of the Apes opens this weekend in select cities around the United States. Planet of the Apes, this the Tim Version vision of the 1968 film, powerful film, originally written by Rod Serling and directed by Franklin, what's the guy's name, Schaffner? William Shatner. Franklin Schaffner. And, of course, the film has been remade. Tim Burton, it stars Mark Wahlberg, and it's... We're looking forward to it, and I'm making a prediction right now. That movie, Planet of the Apes, this weekend, I'm telling you right now, is going to outgross Jurassic Park last weekend, which did $50 million, right, Mike? This one's going to do between $50 and $60. Unless I missed my guess, I don't know. On the line with me is Jamal Woodford, who teaches a class at Sunmouth University in Vermont, and this is a class called Images, African Americans in Film, and we welcome you to the program, Mr. Woodford.
My pleasure to be here.
Tell us about Planet of the Apes, what this film means as a science fiction, as an adult science fiction event.
Well, Planet of the Apes was a seminal event in the history of cinema because it was the first film that bespoke black nationalism and black power. And while I do not agree with the themes of totalitarianism, militarism, and violence that the film endorsed, I do agree with and endorse it for at its time, the idea that a black man could come to a position of dominance in what was once a white-dominated world.
Wait, you're talking about black people? This movie is a movie about apes. So what are you're saying that this is a metaphor for blacks?
Well, the monkey or the ape was the accepted metaphor for black people in the world of 1968. Keep in mind, Mr. Hendry, we are for now talking about 1968.
And all right, so we're talking about the original Planet of the Apes?
That is correct. And that was a film metaphor back in 1968. Black people were not prevalent in film. And the white liberal who were trying to further the cause of a black actor to use symbols of black people, they used the ape, you know. So,
Planet of the Apes is really a movie about black people dominating white people, is what you're saying.
That is correct. And I find fault with the fact that the movie could have shown black people as a more benevolent race than brutal, dictatorial and unreasonable people.
Let's say for a moment Planet of the Apes is really about black people overpowering whites. There was a council of elders. There was the two monkeys that tried to save Charlton Heston. You're talking about a metaphor for black people, and you say it was totalitarian. It seemed... Isn't that... Correct me if I'm wrong. That's a very racist thing. Monkey, black...
No, in 1968, you have to understand that was an accepted metaphor for blacks. It was code in 1968. Today, yes, it's racist. But in those days, it was used by white liberals as code for the black experience.
And are you trying to tell me if I called a black man in 1968 a monkey, that was code for...
You all right. You know, I feel your pain.
I feel your pain.
Yeah. There are parts of the film where the black man takes on a reasonableness, especially when it comes to well-being, a white lead character. But that's what black people have been doing for years in movies, facilitating white. So while I believe there is a theme of empowerment for black people in the Planet of the Apes, it breaks down under the weight of inherently racist theme of domination.
You know, I've seen this Planet of the Apes about six or seven times. I never knew I was looking at a metaphor for black people dominating white people. Don't you think it is racist to portray a black man, the black race, as apes? Are these whites doing you a favor?
Mr. Henry, my grandmother used to say, never mind the bull is blind, just load the cart. And whatever advances the cause of the African-American...
Even if it's calling you an ape?
Look, a man called me an ape now, he better run. But in 1968, it was okay to call a black man a monkey because it was code for you, all right. I'm writing a part for you or whatever.
I'm writing a part for you. So I'm sitting in a bar in 1968 Hollywood. Hey, here comes a monkey, and he knows that he's got a part in my next movie?
This was, in 1968, a time when there are not a lot of part for black people.
And so ape meant, I'm writing a part for you.
Ape, monkey, was a way the white liberal could work African-American in the movies.
The way, you know, okay, black actors could be used instead of guys in monkey costumes, all right? They're resurrecting the film now. You could deal with the topic head on. The term monkey or ape, as it applied to African Americans, is liable to get you killed today, right?
Well, I mean, the topic's very sensitive. Black nationalism misunderstood. And
so why are they resurrecting this film now?
Because, again, black nationalism is very misunderstood. Malcolm X is misunderstood. Huey Newton, everything the Panthers tried to build is still misunderstood. So we still have to sort of cover it up. And so that's why we still use this metaphor.
Planet of the Apes is about black domination of white.
Black nationalism. Black nationalism. I don't like the violence in the movie, and I don't like the idea that there is totalitarianism in the movie. But I do like the idea of the black people being represented in a dominant way.
I got to tell you something. A movie called Planet of the Apes that supposedly is about black domination of, you know, black Americans dominating white Americans, I think it makes black people look bad, really bad.
Well, I think you need to see the movie again, because I'm proud to see that movie. I'm proud every time I...
You're proud every time you see... Okay, 1-800-449-8686. I want to ask you a question about what the top... five films dealing with the African-American experience would be. 1-800-449-8686. I'm with Mr. Yamal Woodford. He's a teacher of images, the African-American in film. And we're talking about Planet of the Apes, which you say is a metaphor for the African-American in America.
Well, not in America, but...
Well, some sort of a fanciful world where there is a black nationalistic uprising, and the ape is the, you know, I got to tell you, coming from the world of white people.
No, I know all about it. Now, yeah, you call me a monkey now, I'll kick your ass, all right? You call me a monkey in 1968, I know. You probably are going to bring me in for a read or a callback.
A callback? So what if a guy called an actor in 1968 was black? Hey, is the monkey there?
That means I got a callback. That's all. A black nationalism that is misguided because of the violent themes. I don't know the black man would necessarily put a white man in a cage. I don't know that the black man would necessarily make a white man work in a field. But in the field of black nationalist cinema, it stands as one of the great giant works.
Well, films on the African-American experience feature, which ones would you say are the best?
I think you have to look at Spike Lee's Malcolm X.
I like that movie.
I think you have to look at Eye on the Prize.
Eye on the Prize is what?
Eye on the Prize was a documentary on the civil rights movement.
Okay.
I think Shaft was a powerful statement. And then I'd say Planet of the Apes. And a remake of Shaft, by the way, was a joke. Samuel Jackson on a turn in his Screen Actors Guild card. That brother was no good. He got to go back to playing criminals. But
Shaft, Planet of the Apes, Eye on the Prize, and Malcolm X.
Those four.
Four best movies about the African-American experience in
America, right.
I think this is an opportunity, okay?
I think you have to look at those movies. And
This is an opportunity to make a good movie.
Absolutely. I would encourage all people who support and continue to support African-American empowerment to see this movie and reinvestigate the original. Because I think you have a great opportunity to see a great film about the black experience.
Well, I got to tell you something. You don't want to give anybody the opportunity to start calling black people monkey, okay? You don't want to do...
I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you how it was, not how it is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Yamal Woodford, I had never seen Planet of the Apes in the light of race relations. He says that it's a movie about black nationalism. But that was okay in 1968 because they weren't casting many black actors in movies, and so therefore, when you called a guy a monkey back then, it meant, I got a part for you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Woodford, I had a question for you. How many African Americans do you think recognize Planet of the Apes as a metaphor for black nationalism, black power?
Oh, I think that a great many African Americans recognize the meaning of the film.
Yes, how many black people go see Planet of the Apes and say, oh, this is a movie about blacks dominating whites? Isn't that a stereotypical view Isn't that a racist view?
No, I did not say I approved of the violence in Planet of the Apes. I do not approve of the militarism in Planet of the Apes. I do not approve of the totalitarianism in Planet of the Apes. What I do approve of is a movie that depicts empowered black people. And
they're monkeys.
That is a metaphor for black people. And
a racist metaphor. Hey, monkey.
1968, no. Now, yeah.
But in 1968, you're trying to tell me that a black actor being told he's an ape, it means I got a great part for you.
I had a very dear friend of mine play Othello on stage in New York.
Right.
He found out he had the part. The producer called and said, is the ape there?
Playing Othello on stage?
That is correct.
Is the ape there?
When he called in.
Okay, Eric, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. Yeah.
Hey, you need to turn your radio. Eric, you need to turn your radio down, too.
Okay, it's down.
Okay. Turn it down.
All right. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd have to say,
I can hear that radio. You got to turn it off.
All right, it's all the way down now.
Good.
All right. I'd say Ruth.
I think I can still hear a little bit of the radio.
Never mind.
Planet of the Apes.
What's that, buddy?
Planet of the Apes has nothing to do with the African Americans. It's just a movie about a bunch of monkeys. I don't know where he's getting his little metaphor from.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about how the African-American experience is reflected in Planet of the Apes insofar as it shows empowered black people.
No. The African-American experience is reflected in Roots.
Roots is a good movie.
Yes, Roots not is a Planet of the Apes. I really don't see it.
Roots is a historical movie, but Planet of the Apes is like a poem. It's like a fairy tale about where black people might be if they do not control violent instincts.
Okay.
All right. So someday, for instance, if the black man became empowered, he might use his power in the wrong way. That's what Planet of the Apes is about.
Oh, I see what you're saying there, right. But I just the connection never dawned on me.
The monkey. You don't think about a monkey when you see a black man?
What?
Okay, that's car phone of yours is crapping out. That's bad. 1-800-449-8686. You got some kid there from wherever he was calling from, Wisconsin. You're asking him to look at you as if you're a monkey.
I'm not asking him to look at me as if I'm a monkey, no. I ask him if that's what he thinks when he sees a black man. What we're trying to do is, the first thing anything a white man sees when he sees an ape, he might think of a black man. So if we can make the ape look good, and Planet of the Apes is the first movie to make a monkey look good, and I have seen so many film that had exploited a monkey. You can see Bedtime for Bonzo make a monkey look like a fool. That monkey on the Today Show.
Who, Bryant Gumbel?
No, I'm talking.
I'm sorry, I'm just joking. You mean the that J. Fred Muggs?
J. Fred Muggs, right. Curious George. King Kong. You go back to King Kong, every ape, every monkey, every kind of primate have been misrepresented and made to look like a dumbass on the movie screen.
Okay.
Planet of the Apes changed all that. Planet of the Apes made the monkey look good. For the first time, an ape looked good. And for the first time...
Well, so apes look good, and the white guys sure look crappy in that movie. What does that do for black people?
That is as I said, the next step then is that the black man is viewed in a positive way.
Everything you're saying on my show.
I'm a teacher, and I tell people, for the first time, I had a spring in my step when I saw Planet of the Apes, because I did not feel...
A spring in your step? You walk out of Planet of the Apes and you're feeling good? You know, the last scene in that movie shows the Statue of Liberty. You're saying that...
I feel everybody who went to see... Every black man who went to see Planet of the Apes in 1968 walked out of that movie feeling like there was a bright, sunny day waiting for tomorrow. There's a new, sunshiny day ahead.
You know what? It shows you how...
You far removed from the African-American experience.
Yeah, I am. It shows you how out of step that I don't have a spring in my step.
You white man. Black man walk out of that movie with a spring in his step.
It goes to show you that I got no clue as to what it is you're talking about when you say that you walked out of Planet of the Apes feeling like there was a new bright day ahead for black people. All it sounds to me like is it's a bunch of racist metaphors that you're throwing around here, and you see what I'm...
No, again, you need to understand that...
Well, that's the way it sounds from the perspective of the year 2001. a bunch of racist bullcrap metaphors about apes, about chimps. And what do you mean monkeys have never been respected in movies before?
All the way back to King Kong.
I know, but King Kong doesn't need to get respected.
How you figure?
What do you mean, how do I figure? King Kong was a big giant ape that got gassed, brought to New York, and machine gunned.
You don't call that disrespect?
Well, I don't know that he's entitled to respect.
Well, I'm saying that the way the monkey had been portrayed.
What monkey?
All a monkey.
Let's talk about King Kong, okay?
Two of the greatest dates for the black community. Emancipation Proclamation, Malcolm X, Planet of the Apes, opening day 1968.
Because let's get back to King Kong for just a minute. When you tell me that you don't believe that King Kong was respected, this was an ape, right?
An ape, they go down to Skull Island to get the ape. And they brought it back to New York City. And they put it in chains, just the way they did the black man. And it climbed the Empire State Building, got machine gunned off. And in much the same way a black man would be treated.
What, climbing the Empire State Building and machine gunned off?
Well, it's a metaphor.
You know, everything about the metaphor there almost added up. They brought him from the jungle, they brought him to America, they put him in chains. No black guy climbed the Empire State Building and got machine gunned.
A lot of black people lost their lives.
I understand that, sir. I think it's manipulative of you. I think it's a little emotionally exploitive to say that, you know, I don't understand that because I ain't getting the whole King Kong thing, that he wasn't respected. Although I will tell you, I think King Kong is a better metaphor for, like, animal rights, the way we exploit nature and that kind of thing.
No, you're missing the whole thing.
It's about the African-American.
That's right.
Bull crap, okay?
Well, you're a white man who attempts to understand my experience, but you can't. Because you're not walking my shoes.
Well, I may not walk in your shoes. And what do you mean, J. Fred Muggs?
The monkey on the Today Show.
The monkey on the Today Show was disrespected? That monkey was sitting around drinking coffee with Dave Garraway and all those guys.
Yeah, but they were laughing behind his back.
What do you mean they're laughing behind his back? I don't understand that.
In other words, they made him look stupid. Put him in diapers and all that. And the monkey they put into space put him in a diaper.
Well, I don't know if they put the monkey in a diaper. I mean, the monkey doesn't even give a crap if he's in a diaper or not. What does he care?
All I'm telling you is that Planet of the Apes, the first movie to show the ape in a positive light, and that gave...
And that gave the black man hope.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You can look at an ape like that ape they had on that show. What was that baboon that was eating all the bananas and crap? I don't know. Monkey is a dumb animal, and he doesn't understand that you're laughing at him. And J. Fred Muggs or any of those apes that were on those TV shows, they didn't understand they were being laughed at. Okay?
Yeah, but how were they being portrayed?
Well, it doesn't matter how they were being portrayed. They don't have TV sets. They don't give a crap. The only guy who gives a crap that apes were negatively portrayed and then finally got positively portrayed is you. Because you think it's a metaphor for the black man in America. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Here is Ayana. Ayana, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say that there's no way I'm going to compare my race, the black race, to an animal. Most of us in today's society have never even seen Planet of the Apes. I will not see the new movie maybe until it comes out on video. There's no way I'm comparing it. And for him to ask a white man to say, what do you see when you look at a black man? Do you see an ape? That is totally insane.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, I don't know.
Could I just jump in, Phil? I heard your feeling, and I heard this lady's feeling. I'm saying to you that this is a metaphor. Now, this is
I know what a metaphor is.
It's a symbolic expression of the dominance of one race over another.
But you're saying the ape is the black race and the white guy is the white race.
Exactly.
Because you could not use a black man in movies back in 1968 the way you can today. You had to use a metaphor. And while I don't like the violence of Planet of the Apes, I do feel empowered by the monkey ruling over.
Empowered by the monkey ruling over.
I don't feel empowered by a monkey. Right now I'm reading an article
in Time
magazine talking about how man descended from ape. I don't believe that. I just can't agree with that.
Guys, sister, do you ever see King Kong?
Yes.
Now, you sound like an unhappy black woman. Go see Planet of the Apes. You'll see the light, and you have a spring in your step.
You know what? Just because I'm listening to you, I think I will go and see
it. Go see Planet of the Apes.
I definitely will.
You have a spring in your step.
You'll have a spring in your step. What, do the white people walk out of there feeling bad?
Yeah, you all blew up Empire State, what you call the Statue of Liberty. That's a bummer for the white people. But black people love that movie.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry back with Mr. Woodford here about Planet of the Apes in a moment.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Talking with Professor Yamal Woodford. He's a professor of film, the African-American in film. He teaches a class called Images about the African-American in film and how Planet of the Apes is a metaphor for the black race and black nationalism and dominance and empowerment. But you don't like the whole idea of the black race dominating the white race as is depicted in Planet of the Apes, correct?
Right. I'm not into the militarism, I think I said.
You're not into the militarism or the totalitarianism of it, but you think that it's an empowering movie for...
I think every black man, every black woman should see this movie and see what we can accomplish if we pull together.
If you see this movie, you're seeing a bunch of monkeys running around with guns slung over their shoulders on horseback. I mean, see what you can accomplish. It looks like you're back in the days of the Wild West, if nothing else.
Look, if black Americans do not go see the new Planet of the Apes film, they're selling out their heritage. They are selling out their heritage.
Selling out their heritage. Selling out their heritage. It doesn't...
Selling out the heritage of something. You don't understand. You're a white man. You're a white man, you know.
No, wait a minute.
No, you're a white man. You don't understand. I've been listening to your mouth for the last half hour. You white man, you don't understand the experience of the black man.
And I can tell you this, that whites have been calling blacks monkeys for a long time, and you're telling me Planet of the Apes is a metaphor for the black experience. You're playing right into their hands.
You're a white man. You don't get what I'm...
Yeah, I understand. I'm white. Ike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that about this Planet of the Apes movie. I'm 32 years old. I saw the re-release when it was about 75 or 76 when it came out. And I'll be honest, me and my friends, there was about 12 of us, all blacks, who went to go see it, a couple white guys too, but point being, we never ever compared that with black folks.
Not one time. Planet of the Apes come out in 1968.
Yes, and I saw the re-release, and we're only talking, what, five?
Well,
six?
Re-release.
I didn't
know the re-release. They had Beneath the Planet of the Apes, Behind the Planet of the Apes or something, Return to Planet of the Apes or something like that.
Okay, and then it's kids. They had it come out in the kiddie shows, and, you know, we all went to go see it as kids. Now, I thought it was the coolest show back then, and came on. But the point being, let me finish my point.
That opened your eyes to the truth.
All I want to say is
that... It opened your eyes to the truth, though, right?
Hey, the truth being, I'll tell you this, we never, ever thought that. And point being, my dad, who was, 20 years old back in 68, if you were to call him, my great-grandfather, a monkey back around that time, you're going to have some problems. Oh,
wait. Your father or your grand—you say your grandfather, were they actors?
No, they weren't actors. But you just said you could go and say something to a black man about being a monkey.
1968.
And those were fighting words back then. I mean, you know, I have to admit.
A lot of white people were trying to get black people in the movies back then.
Okay,
the only way you get them in a movie and put them in a monkey suit.
Okay, but
that's great.
What about Sidney Portney? Yeah, he was in good movies.
Yes, exactly. And
that's an individual character study. I'm talking about a big screen, big event, epic, and you could get a whole lot of black actors or something like that. Unless a damn jungle movie, unless a damn King Kong getting squished by King Kong. But I'm talking about a lot of black people.
So the only way you could get a whole bunch of black folks on a screen is to put them into a monkey costume.
But everybody knew what that meant. That meant we're on our way.
All right, well, one more thing.
On your way.
The five best movies. What about the show White Man's Burden? I think that was an excellent depiction of what the world would be like in a different light.
White Man's Burden was a good movie. That's a good movie. Soul Man was a good movie.
But
Soul Man sucked.
This thing for the apes.
Which one did you see?
I never thought that. I don't think that today.
I just want
to go see it tomorrow.
Right. I just want to ask, which one did you see? You saw Planet of the Apes, Did you see Beneath the Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, I've seen all of them. But remember in the one, I think it was the second one.
Did you see Behind the Planet of the Apes?
What do you mean Behind the Planet of the Apes?
I don't know. That was like three or four.
Well, I know when the apes were taking over and Caesar was there, that they had a black man down.
Now,
that's right.
And had him.
There was a black astronaut among the white. There was a crew of astronauts from Earth.
That's
But I'm saying that this was the later one where they first started enslaving the apes. It was like
that's a token present. But Planet of the Apes paved the way. Brother, what I'm trying to say to you is, we would not have the Cosby Show. We would not have the movie Friday. We would not have, if it wasn't for Planet of the Apes.
All right. Look at, Ike, I appreciate your call. 1-800-449-8686. So Bill Cosby now owes his success to Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah. He ought to get down. Bill Cosby ought to drive down, and I guess he's dead now, Roddy McDowell or Kim Hunter, kiss their white ass. The one for Planet of the Apes, they wouldn't have that damn show. Get a man in a monkey suit, we get some damn respect around here.
Let me go to Danita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Danita, hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead, ma'am.
I just don't understand, Professor, where you're getting this from. I'm just very confused.
It's a metaphor.
As a black American, I can't see why I just can't see where you're coming from.
Now,
sister,
you know that down through the year, the monkey never got no respect in any movie you ever seen.
But I never really related myself to a monkey.
Well,
black
man and black woman in America never got respect either. Now, 1932, King Kong come out. What they do? They pull his black ass all the way to...
Now, hold on for a minute, okay? King Kong is a monkey. You can't say black ass. Now you're saying King Kong's a metaphor for a black guy.
You think I'm trying to say to you right now? I said, they take him in chains to America, which is what they did to my people. And now they machine gun his black ass off the Empire State Building.
So what black guy got machine gunned off the Empire State Building?
If
you personally have a problem with the situation, you need to personally say that about yourself and not relating it to basically black America as a whole. A lot of us don't think that way. We're just basically trying to get us together and trying to do things to be productive individuals in this society,
you
not basically...
You ever see that movie, Every Which Way But Loose? It got Clint Eastwood, it got a damn baboon, and he's driving a truck. You see the movie I'm talking about, right? Yeah, he got a baboon, he's driving around just like a black man, punching everybody out, all that. Now, I say Planet of the Apes, that's a movie you can be proud of, sister. I would very strongly suggest, you got children in your family?
I do have children in my family, but they don't even think like that.
Behind the Planet of the Apes first. Go see Behind the Planet of the Apes, and then see In Front of the Planet of the Apes.
But I'm not going to be walking out the movie with a spring in my step. Walking out the movie because
the first time let me tell you something. The first time you see that monkey man kick the crap out of that white man, you go,
think. That's not how a lot of black people think anymore.
And don't forget to check out Below the Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Get out of here, will you? Below the freaking Planet of the Apes. Behind the Planet of the Apes and In Front of the Planet of the Apes. More importantly, over the head of the Planet of the Apes. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
I never knew a black man who got machine gunned off the Empire State Building. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. It's time now for Phil on Film, a time to discuss movies that need to be remade, films that we're looking forward to, and perhaps maybe, just maybe, your input on some of these things. Now, the new movie Ali, of course, is coming out. You know how some guys review movies after they've seen them? I predict whether the movie's going to be any good or not. Without ever having seen it, I will tell you whether the movie is going to be worth seeing. This is something that nobody else offers. This is a kind of a review that no one else in the world can offer, but the Phil Hendry Show is going to offer it. And here we go, Ali, starring Will Smith. It also has Paul Rodriguez as Ferdy Pacheco, and Drew Bundini Brown is played by the great Jamie Foxx. And, of course, who else is in this thing? Oh, who plays Don King? What's his face, that clown? And then the other guy. Oh, McKelty Williamson plays Don King, and Mario Van Peebles plays Malcolm X. I think this movie's going to be really good, so I think you ought to go see it. It has a lot of prize fight stuff in it. Good acting. I think Michael Mann's directing, right? He's the guy that made Heat, so all of you guys that love that bank robbery scene in Heat, you know this cat knows how to photograph a good, quick, violent series of scenes, and what is prize fighting. But that, Will Smith needs to get up off the mat after that Wild Wild West. He needs to grow up. He needs to get a needs to get a job. He needs to get out there and into the world of men and start making adult movies. And this is going to be a good place for him to go, I think. Ali, enough of the Wild Wild West. Thank you very much with all that jive ass you were doing at Men in Black. Let's start getting out there and doing some stuff now. Come on. Come on. A little bloodletting, a little adult cinema, all right? Does everything have to be for 13-year-olds? Oh, is that it? Okay, yeah. Every movie we got to make for a 13-year-old. And I'm going to tell you something else. If I go see this Planet of the Apes and it isn't hard-hitting adult sci-fi, I'm going to get mad. And when I get mad, people die. Mike and I were talking about this in the office. You can't go to a movie now. I mean, a good science fiction where it's adult, where it is frightening, where it is dark, where it is violent, where it is, in other words, adults, adults only. What are you gonna, you can't tell me what I get to watch. Now, all this belly aching about kids and what they see is because they're trying to meld the world of adult science fiction with the world of kids. So what do we get? We get AI, which didn't offend anybody, bored the world to death. Horrible movie when they could have made it cool. Now watch this Planet of the Apes. I'm starting to get cold feet about this thing because I heard some of the radio commercials for it. Some cute little lines like, let's go teach these apes evolution. And what was that other thing, Mike? You know, they're trying to get cutesy-poo with it, huh? I'll consider this a hostile environment. And they've got some cute-looking monkey on this deal. I saw the TV spot, some ape that's like the ape version of Jar Jar Binks. And you know why they're doing this? Oh, well, we got to make a movie that 13-year-olds can go see because that's what powers the box office. If you look at the top grossing movies of all time, every last one of them are made for punky little kids. Punky little snot-nosed kids, E.T., some other crap. Even Forrest Gump was PG-13. You want to make it more, you know, family-friendly. And we have been clamoring for so many family-friendly movies now that movies are just beginning to, they're just dull. And now they're taking movies that could be cool, could be very, like I say, adult-oriented horror, adult-oriented sci-fi, really good stuff. They're you know, vanilling the whole process up. Millie vanilling the whole process to the point where it blows. And you don't want to go in and look at it. So let me make a prediction about Planet of the Apes. It's going to make between 50 and 60 million. It's going to beat Jurassic Park. That's number one. And number two, I'm afraid it's going to disappoint a few of us, myself included, because they're going to have to try to get the little kiddies in. They don't want them to get too shocked. They want them so they won't wet their pants, so they don't leave a little puddle there on the seat. So that mommy and daddy won't go screaming to their congressman about violence in cinema. So they're going to make it a nice, punky little chocolate-faced movie. And there'll be a lot of cutesy-poo lines. And Tim Roth will ham it up, I bet you anything, because he plays the head ape, doesn't he? And by the way, speaking of that, how many black people are cast in this movie? Oh, I'm sorry. Who's the big... Yeah, that Michael Duncan Clark, and that's it. And he's probably the big goon that says, bow your head! Right? Yeah, okay. Don't make him the leader, whatever you do. Make a skinny, thin, freaky-looking Englishman the head monkey. There, that goes without saying. So, what the hell was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I predict that this movie, they will have, really thrown a lot of cream in that coffee, man, to kind of cut the caffeine. Because they want to make sure that Junior can go see it. Why do you got to take Junior to see Planet of the Apes? Can't the adults go to see a science fiction? You know, it's like Dave and Buster's when they came up with the idea of a video parlor, of a gaming house, of a a video arcade for adults only. What's wrong with that? And why can't you make a science fiction that only adults get to go see, where there's some guy getting his guts cut out with a saber and getting decapitated, and the apes are like dragging the humans behind their horses and cool stuff. You know, they get tortured or something. Yeah, stuff that a kid can't handle, stuff that an adult can't handle. But at least we can go in and not handle it together. No, they ain't going to do that. They got to make sure that Junior gets in to see it. So anyway, I predict that Planet of the Apes is going to make between 50 and 60 million, and that it's going to be a little bit of a disappointment for some of us who wanted something a little more hard-hitting, a little more, you know, in your face, Blade Runner-esque. You remember when a guy crushes that guy's skull in Blade Runner? That kind of stuff. That was bitchin'. How about Alien? When's the last time anybody made a sci-fi like Alien? That didn't have a lot of blood and guts, but you were wetting your pants through that whole thing. It was fantastic. You show that to a kid, he's going to kill himself. He's going to stick himself in his own car seat, belt himself in, release the emergency brake, and drown himself in a lake. That's it. I can't take it any longer. What are you doing, Junior? Wait, unlock that door. And just... That's what's going to happen with that. You mark my words. That's your... You want to know why? Because people are hungering for a good movie this summer. Oh, man, has it been thin. I got to go see the score thing, but people are telling me now it's not worth it. Okay, by the way, some other really cool movies that should be remade. Planet of the Apes they're doing. Another movie from that era, or just within that five-year period, Westworld. Westworld would be a very cool movie to have somebody attempt to redo. The original Westworld, you don't know this one, Craig? It's a really awesome movie about an amusement park in the future. Westworld, Roman world, and medieval world. And you can go there as a businessman. All these guys that are getting their butt kicked Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, they go off to Westworld. They can dress up in cowboy gear, go into this Wild West town, and like spend the week with all of these Wild West cats getting into gunfights and bar fights, right? Drinking, you know, having hookers come up to their room. The catch is that all of this stuff, they're all robots. Now, you know who a real guy is because your gun won't shoot at a real guy, but your gun will shoot at one of the robots. Well, one of the robots goes nuts. His wiring goes loose. This is played by Yul Brynner. McQueen wasn't in the movie. Mike says, who do you think could pull off the McQueen? Yeah, you meant Brenner. I don't know who'd play Yul Brynner. Anyway, the wiring goes goofy, and he starts hunting down the humans and shooting them and crap. So it's really cool. But in this one scene, the robot goes in and bumps the human and makes him knock his drink over. And Yul Brynner's line is, sloppy with your drink. Give that boy a bib. He needs his mama. And then the gunfight starts. It's great. And then the robot kills his friend. The guy realizes he's in a deadly serious situation, and he runs off. And the robot chases him not only through Westworld, but through Roman world and medieval world, too. And in medieval world, the robots are going ape, cutting people's heads off. And in Roman world, all of the gay Roman bathhouse guys are going nuts. Yeah, they're raping all the men. You're walking through Roman world, they're just bending guys over. All the robots, the Roman world robots are raping all the businessmen. The robot wiring went crazy. Say, I'm telling you, anybody out there want to remake that movie, that's what you want. That's the key scene you throw in there, the big Roman world rape scene. Another one would be cool, Soylent Green. Soylent Green would be awesome. They already screwed up Village of the Damned. They already screwed up Invaders from Mars. Another cool one they ought to do is The Brain That Wouldn't Die, about the guy whose wife almost gets, you know, her body gets destroyed, so he takes her head, sticks it in a lasagna dish, and goes out looking for a new body. That is a fine movie. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Want to get the best of the Phil Henry Show CD, you can call 877-616-PHIL.